pornography, though.
They feel that's wrong, too.
But don't you look at pornography, too, though?
Uh-oh.
Not anymore.
Uh-oh.
I've never...
So you've never had sex before marriage?
Well, I can't comment, but...
Uh-oh.
Are you a sinner?
I have. It's very wrong. You should wait till you get
it. Hey, David, where's Adam at? Isn't he like partying right now?
Adam is stoned and he's drunk and he's high and he's farting with his friends.
Oh my God. That sounds like Vince.
He's farting with his friends?
He's partying.
Oh, partying.
Oh, I thought he
partying.
Said farting.
I thought you said farting.
That's why it sounds like you.
I guess he does fart when, you know.
Hey, David, you know what? Like, we had such a great time for Christmas time when you were here last week. That was such a good time, man.
Well, thank you.
It was really cool.
We cheesed each other.
Yeah, it was fun, huh? That was cool, yeah. We were arguing about the T-shirt. We wanted the guy to make the T-shirt first, you know?
What were some of his little names that he was
saying? Called me a fat burrito, remember?
Oh, yeah.
You called me a critical pickle.
Yeah. I did, yeah. And a Peter Penis or something like that, remember?
Wait, I want to know more about this fat burrito.
Yeah, well, this is David Liebehart, and he was here last week for the More Music Radio Pod Christmas special.
Carry on.
And we were having an argument about we wanted the guy to make a T-shirt of us. Like, David wanted the guy to make a T-shirt of him on what railroad? On a railroad, because David loves trains. What railroad? What T-shirt did you want made, David?
Chicago North Shore and Milwaukee Railroads.
Yeah. And he asked, there was a caller, he called in, he makes T-shirts, and David wanted him to make a T-shirt of him on the Chicago-Milwaukee Railroad.
And then what?
Totally.
Milwaukee Railroad.
I mean, legit. I mean, nobody ever, you know, doubted him for a second.
Milwaukee Railroad was a famous urban that ran from Milwaukee to Chicago.
Yeah.
We never
like the North Shore. That's the Chicago North Shore Railroad, right? Long, long time ago.
It was unjustly taken out of business by General Motors and its competitor, the Chicago Northwestern.
They keep doing stupid.
Hey, David, you know we had Dick Clark count down to 2013 tonight. What do you think about that?
Is he still here?
Yeah, he's dead. We brought him back to life, though.
Is he still here?
He's dead.
No, David. I know he was dead, but we brought him back to life. We dug up his body. I found him. Dug up his body. I had sex with his eye hole. I put in a juice in there, and he came back to life.
These are lying, Eagle.
No, homeboy. No, homie.
No.
Dead.
No, he was here. We should get him in there. Do you want to talk to Dick Clark? We can get Dick Clark. Jeremy, get Dick Clark in. We're going to get Dick Clark in.
For a while.
Dick, there's a guy. His name is David Liebehart. You might have seen him on Tim and Eric. Awesome show. Great job. They cut him out of the Tim and Eric $1 billion movie, which that's why I didn't like the movie. He was only in the end credits. And that was the best part of the movie, to see David Liebehart at the end credits.
Oh, yeah, we saw that last night.
Dick, Dick Clark is coming in here.
Well, Clark is a service professor, not David Liebehart. That's all I'm saying.
There's just this old
house. Half a new year for the same time, David Liebehart, Christian King of the Studio.
Dude. He's an old fool.
He does sound like Richard Dunn. Richard Dunn is dead too, huh?
He's an old fool, I'm worried about him, so I'm like,
I miss him.
I'm giving him the chance.
David Liebehart is attending on Tim and Eric, and I would like to get a Christian Bible lesson program with the Stillman of the Gentleman More Music Radio about the Skibbles Studio.
That's great.
Wash your mouth out with soap.
He's drunk.
Have you found any
Scandinavian
women lately?
Dude, this guy fucking... He's depressing.
David, he's drunk. He's all messed up. He's been drinking whiskey.
All the sexy Corinthian women you found.
No, I don't want to do that.
Then he can stop drinking.
Hey, how's your Christian
Scientist or Mormon that he won't need to drink anymore?
Hey, David, hold on one second. We were talking earlier about backwards engineering and alien technology, and David Liebehart knows about that. We were talking about that earlier, David.
We have an eyewitness.
Can I get some sleep? Because I was about ready to go to sleep before y'all called, but I want to wish everybody a happy new year.
Oh, you're getting sleepy, David?
Did you say you're going to sleep?
David, how's your Bluetooth?
I got stood up by an alien lady.
Oh, you did?
No. I hope was she Corinthian?
Let's hear the story. So, David, tell us about you getting stood up by the alien woman.
I gotta hear this.
This woman named Jezebel Ortius.
Jessica. Jezebel Ortius, she's a fucking bitch, man.
Jezebel. Like a Jezebel.
We're going to speak negatively of her for the rest of the
week. Well, she stood David Liebehart up.
I know.
Who would do that?
She stood me up on concert. She promised she was going to take me to Star Corridor, and she was going to start a rock and roll band with me.
She was going to marry me,
and she never did.
You wrote a song about that, and it's called Corindian Honk,
it's
right?
It's called No One
Cares. Oh, that's
nice.
That's
a good song. It's a good song. Don't you?
I love that song.
Can
I think
that Salome for us.
No, he can't because he'll get sued if he sings it from Tim and Eric. Tim and Eric will sue him. They're bastards.
Oh, they're fuckers.
You never get to just be sued. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes
I want to bring him on the More Music Radio Pod, and I'll tell him you guys are bastards, and I hate that.
Please be nice to them.
Why did you cut David Liebehart out of the Tim and Eric $1 billion movie, Tim and Eric?
Don't
fucking give me that fucking look, you fucking little fags.
Oh, shit, she's still on the air.
I'll stick up for you, David.
You're the greatest, as Jackie Gleason would say.
Thanks, man.
This kid's gonna kill you. You should probably tell him something nice.
Well, hey, David. Thank you very much. We want to tell you Happy New Year, and
I hope
you get all the Corinthian women that you want.
And I hope
the scientists would say much love to you.
David. You know, personally, David, I used to watch you on Century Cable on Public Access when you would do your show, the Junior Christian Science Bible Lesson. And then I saw you on Tim and Eric, and I think I feel really privileged to have you come and hang out with us on our show, and you're really fucking cool, unique individual, and I think you're a really cool person.
You're the best.
Well, thank you. You're a cool person. I like you better than George Lopez. You're super talented.
Thanks, man. David.
What an honor.
Everybody, David Liebehart, man. Woo! Happy New Year, David. You have a good night, man. All right, man.
Friend.
Have a good night. Happy New Year, and we'll have you soon again on the radio.
You're the best.
You're the greatest. I'll be there. Thank you.
All right then, David. Okay. All right, everybody. That's David Liebehart. All right. We love that guy, man. He is so cool, and you can see him on the Tim and Eric Awesome Show. Great job, and James Quall are the best part. Yeah. Maybe we can call James Quall. I don't know. Do you think James Quall is awake right now?
No, he's asleep. He's snoring.
He's asleep. He is.
He's probably reciting all his little skits in his mind.
Oh man,
in clouds.
I love it. Yeah. I love David Liebehart.
Oh, we got an impersonator right here. She sounded just like him. Do that again.
Spaghetti.
Yes.
Billy Jean is not my hero.
Some people would say Happy New Year. We got a fan here. We got a fan. We got a David Liebehart fan here.
Tim and Eric, it sounds like. She knows both characters.
Let's see.
Hold on a second. Let's see. Maybe we can get...
You're gonna wake up his wife.
That's all right. I don't know. Maybe it's bad. I don't know. But I want to call James Quall right now on three ways. So hold on.
You're
calling
James Quall right now?
Yeah. This is me right now calling. That's how we got David Liebehart on the phone. This is me calling the Skid Row studio.
You should probably talk like him, and so he gets confused and think he's talking to himself.
Oh my god, that'd be amazing.
All right, this is me calling in right now. You see me on there, Jeremy?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Am I on the air?
Yep. Let me know. Yes. Okay. All right. Hold on.
Now make sure you mute your phone when you patch him in.
Mute. Okay.
Yeah, you want to mute
Let's
after
see. Let me
you
add call. Let me look up.
Boy, you want I see, me to be.
I have down, left, right, in my started. Phone. I got David Liebehart and James Quall, among other cool people too. So I mean, I don't know.
So I could just be.
You know, a lot of cool people. Yeah. Hey, you could call up Ernest Thomas right now if you want.
Yeah, I could call Rod. From what's happening right now.
No, I'm serious.
We might call Rod from what's happening.
I get to be just whatever I want.
Yeah.
Seriously.
All right, we got to be respectful. So let's get ready. Hold on a second. So here we go. Okay. We're on the thing. It's ringing right now. I don't know if you could hear anything, Jeremy. Hold on, let's see. Let's see if it rings. This is going to be cool if we can
hear it.
Okay, it's ringing. Let me see if they answer. If they answer, then I'll click them in somehow. Okay, James Quall. These are like our two favorite people.
Hello.
Hello, hi. Can I speak to James Quall, please? Happy New Year. We just wanted to call you and tell you Happy New Year.
Spaghetti and the meatballs.
Oh, that's
you don't got something right, Vince.
Happy New Year.
Hey, what's going on, man?
You got to merge the calls.
All right, there we go.
Hi, James.
He just hung up. He couldn't hear you.
Yeah, he gave us the click.
You got to call him back. You didn't merge
the
calls.
Okay, hold on. Oh, I didn't merge the calls.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good one, though. You should do that again.
God damn. That was good, huh? I got to do this shit over again. Hold on. Yeah, put some tunes in the background. That'd be good. And we're going to call. First, we got to call. All right.
I tried, but yeah.
Right now we got to call up Skid Row Studios at 800-893-9562. All right. 893-9562. These are our homeboys 8-bit.
No.
They will fuck you up. Fuck with them.
Oh, you forgot to tell people that you guys
We're going
wrong.
To call them right now. Let's see here. All right, let me press 1. I'm going to connect to Skid Row Studios.
Oh, will you?
So the interesting thing is that you could tell that James was James was getting a lot of calls at midnight. So
that's
nice.
True.
He was by the phone, you know.
That's true.
So yeah.
All right. So the phone is ringing right now. The phone is ringing right now.
Merge those calls and then mute it.
All right.
Merge them.
Merge those calls.
Mute us. Don't mute us.
Oh, merge those calls.
Hello. Is this person really ringing?
Yeah, yes. He's ringing, and he's going to pick up right now, hopefully.
Oh, who it is?
Who it is?
Fifth ring.
Yeah, he's not going to pick up. Oh, come on, James. Don't
you got one chance with James Quall. James Quall does not allow for multiple chances.
James Quall right now.
I know that you're
You do not qualify for a second call.
Yeah, I guess we don't qualify.
Do you
right
know how
now?
Gnarly it is for me? Just fucking wait by the phone for you, and you can't even fucking.
Maybe he reads your phone number.
Yeah, he reads the phone number.
Oh, baby.
So maybe you should do star six seven.
Hey. Maybe he's like.
He's gonna know it's us when we call right back.
Ooh, could I have one?
We want beer too. Hey, Nick, give us beer.
Oh, I'll have it.
No, that's
okay,
not
we don't
enough.
Know James
or whatever.
Paul's access code.
All right, I'll wait.
Happy New Year, everybody.
You know people?
Let's call my dad. He's in Florida.
Okay, let's do it.
Oh, apparently I'm just boring.
So this is what you do. You call in to the studio, and then you call three-way
really?
On your phone
three-way.
And just join the
call. I'm trying to...
And then mute your own phone.
If he sees my caller ID, he's going to know what's up.
Not only do you sound like a faggot, but
you should give Jeremy your phone number.
Yeah, do you have a pen?
Wait.
No.
Fuck it, I'll just show him on the screen.
Yeah.
Wait, no. How do I do this? No, come over here, please.
I'm about to show off. What do you need?
Nicole, join me.
What do you need?
Join me.
How do I make this on your team?
You are on our team.
Oh, okay, cool.
But check this out. Listen. Somebody say something into a mic.
Hey, caller, who's this?
Hello.
Hi, hi, hi.
Hello.
Yeah, for a second. We're being Nicole's name.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi.
We're totally going to drug down my dad.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Happy dogs.
Happy dogs.
Our fire.
Hi, guys.
Uh-oh.
2013.
Make him think
he's
Winston.
Hi, this is Little James.
Little James. Whom? Hi, Little James.
Whom?
I just want to say hello to the listeners and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Little James.
Who the fuck is Little James?
Do you have little panties on?
Well, I have little hands and little feet.
Do you have a little butt plug in?
Little James.
What are you wearing, Little James?
Just a hard on.
Oh, and he hung up on us. How dare he? That little James.
Scandalous individual, right there.
I'm horny right now. I'm real horny right now.
Oh, Little James is back. I thought he.
Hi, this is Little James.
Do you have little sweet treat dreams?
Here goes my dad. We're pranking his dad.
What's your dad's name?
Edward.
Edward.
Edward Carrick. No, make him think he's won something.
We're going to talk shit to him.
Edward Carrick?
Edward Carrick.
It's ringing, brother.
Hi.
Use your character voice. I only knew
for that. He ain't answering.
He's not answering.
But just tell him that he won. Just tell him that he won.
All right. Make him call the studio back.
Let's give him a happy new year.
Make him call the studio back.
All right. Shh.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Edward Garrett, happy new year from Skid Row Studios. With your son. He's telling us a bunch of great stories about you, and we just want to call you up and tell you Happy New Year from Skid Row Studios.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. All right. Hopefully you're getting your pee-pee wet right now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Hit it and quit it, as David Liebhardt would say. And here we go with a Happy New Year song from Harry Nilsson. Jump into the fire. All right. Happy New Year, Edward. Yeah. All right, cool. We should chart. Let's call people and see. We should make a business. We could call people and give like New Year's.
But don't tell the person who.
We gotta get like the caller impersonators.
Hey, but you should make it seem like they won a trip.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it sounded like he wants something.
But don't say like your son.
And then have him call back.
Yeah, have him call back.
You have
a
good voice. You gotta be like, hey, you won a Caribbean cruise.
Yeah.
We should call up 7-Eleven down the street. From Skid Row
and one
studio.
Of those guys has definitely won something.
That's true.
$1 million.
Why don't we just go on with this, and we're going to get Jeremy Hansen to call up to 7-Eleven down the street from Skid Row Studios, and we're going to have Josh coming on the radio show. All right.
$1 million. You sounded like Tom Likas there for a second.
Hey, now. It's really cool to be on a radio station. You can just have a radio mic on your face and you go like this all the time.
Yeah.
All
right.
2013 is in the house. All right. Everybody make out with their chick tonight. Yeah. Happy New Year. All right.
No way.
Not every day.
All right.
Yeah.
Who should we call? Who are we calling?
There's whiskey.
I was just given a number. I don't know.
I'm not going to leave then.
What's the plan on this one?
We're just going
to wish
him a happy new year.
No. Make him think he's won something. He's going to go
you
crazy.
You won a happy new year. You won the best year in your life.
Yeah, all that's right. A good one. You won a happy new year.
I'm really glad I got to talk to David Liebhardt on the radio right now. So exciting.
I know, isn't it?
Calling.
This is what we do at Skid Row Studios. We call people and we tell them Happy New Year and we wish them a Happy New Year. All right.
Let's call my mom.
I know.
Yes, please.
If we called my dad, he'd probably start crying. He'd be like, oh my God,
yeah, my mom would be like, hey, you called me on the radio.
The fact that he's not answering is the fact that I'm like,
you have reached us. Oh, so
just leave a message.
Wait, that
leave
you a won. Message?
That you won.
Yeah. Leave a voicemail.
Whose number is this again?
Alan Munoz.
Okay.
1-5-1-2.
All right, Alan, we just called to tell you Happy New Year, and we just want to congratulate you for winning a wonderful 2013, whatever year this is, 2013 or whatever. You're going to have a great year. Now, listen, I don't know if you like sports, but if you do like sports, your team that you like is going to win whatever championship it is, whether it is baseball, it will be the World Series. If it's football, they are going to win the Super Bowl, buddy. And if it's hockey, they're going to win that Stanley Cup. They're going to raise it up in the air, and you're going to be like, that's my team. Baby, all right. Happy New Year to you, Alan. And as a bonus, if you are straight, then a girl is going to come in, jack you off, and pull on your balls and make you come so hard that your asshole puckers up, and you are going to have a great time. And if you're gay, a guy's going to come down and cup your balls and suck your cock. All right. Happy New Year, Alan. Yeah.
Congratulations,
and
Alan.
And that's from all of us here.
Good job, Alan.
Good job, Alan. Alan, you're going to have a great year. Now, you have a Happy New Year now, and call us back, 800-893-9562. Happy New Year, Woo-hoo! Alan. All right.
That's actually the kind of guy that would call back, too.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I'd be excited if someone said, you know what, you're going to have the best year of your life.
He's in San Diego with his girlfriend.
LeVar Burton is going to do Reading Rainbow. Bring back Reading
Holy
Rainbow.
Shit. That guy's still alive?
That would be a treat, dude. LeVar Burton back on Reading Rainbow. Hey, we're calling Reading a 7-Eleven right now.
All right, cool. Let's just wish everybody Happy New Year. All right, this is going to be great.
We should all sing a song.
Yeah.
It's great.
What song?
Auld Lang Syne? Here, let's look up Auld Lang Syne.
I don't know that one.
How about that game?
Well, we know it. We can just pretend we sing it.
Did you just say we should Milli Vanilli this?
I think you did.
That was a disaster back in my day.
Totally
Milli
Vanilli this.
Yeah.
I just blame it on the rain.
Blame it on the rain. He just said, I'll just blame it on the rain.
That just makes me feel comfortable about being
here. Damn, 7-Eleven is just like stuck up right now. They don't want to.
Oh, shit.
No, they didn't pick up.
God damn it. There has to be somebody open right now. Maybe there's taxi cabs.
I'm going to keep calling. Hey, we should call a taxi cab driver.
We should thank them.
And we should ask them how their night went.
Let's do it.
We should actually call the police non-emergency line.
Oh, shit. No. Oh, man.
It's
like,
a non-emergency. They won't trip. You say, hey, we just want to make sure.
I don't know.
We're not abusing 911.
I'll try the taxi cab first.
All right.
Let's thank them for doing such a great job and driving everybody home. All right.
Which they might have to drive us home.
Yeah, they're going to drive us home.
This fucking guy.
All right. Happy New Year, everybody. 2013. So all right. Let's have a party tonight. All right.
Last year went by so fucking quick. That was amazing.
Wasn't it? So fast.
Yeah, my hair went gray in like a couple of months.
We're kicking some ass right now.
Hey, play that one song by that one guy.
Yeah. Oh, that one song?
Yeah,
on that
yeah,
one day?
The taxi cab.
At that one place?
Okay,
yeah, I like that one song.
Taxi cab.
Oh, this does not sound like ethnic music.
Oh, they're busy. They're real busy.
Do you have a song going on? Okay.
They're real busy.
Oh, okay. The taxi cab's really busy.
Darn it.
Oh, shit.
Who's open? I know IHOP is open 24 hours.
IHOP, okay.
No, but those people are so, like vanilla.
You think so?
What about the pantry? Not good for entertainment.
The pantry? The pantry would be really cool to call.
The strip club or an escort service?
The pantry's always open because the pantry is never closed.
Never closed.
They've been around since like 1929 or something?
Yeah, but at this time, it's that one little old 80-year-old lady that's going to be like, hello, 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 hello.
There's some people in there.
This is my favorite song, by the way.
Which one?
My favorite song.
You calling Denny's? You want to call Denny's? All right, we're going to call Denny's after
we're
right now.
We're going to call Denny's.
We want to wish the pantry
something.
Right now it's IHOP.
Okay, oh, IHOP. Okay. Skid Row Studios wants to wish IHOP a happy fucking New Year, motherfucker.
Ask for the 2468 menu.
Order me some Felch pancakes right now.
Hello, it's a wonderful day at IHOP. This is Melody speaking.
You know what, Melody? We just want to call you and tell you Happy New Year. All right.
Yeah.
2013.
Skid Row Studios. Welcome to 2013.
We want to just tell you Happy New Year, and we love the job that you're doing over at IHOP, keeping us fed and keeping us with the Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity.
Yeah.
My personal favorite, the chili bean and cheese omelet that's not on the menu.
Not on the menu.
We just want to thank you for serving us at IHOP, and we just want to say we love you here at Skid Row Studios. All right.
We love you.
Hello?
Hello, are you still there?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, well, you know what? Fuck it. Hey, we're having a good time tonight.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, you bitch. You could have said thank you, you fucking bitch. What IHOP is that? I'm going to go and I'm going to fucking slap that bitch. Next time I fucking go to that IHOP.
You better call back and place an order.
You better not tell me what IHOP that was. All right.
Serious order.
You piece of shit.
We can call it the radio station.
All right. Hey, Jeremy. All right, cool. All right. That was a lot of fun.
Happy New Year. Did she even talk?
No.
No, she was loving it, though. I could tell she was like playing it for her friends. She put us on speakerphone or some shit. Dude, this is a great thing. We should call everybody we can and tell them Happy New Year.
All right, I'm going to call Denny's.
All right.
Oh, Denny's.
We're
going to
call Denny's. Manny, we're going to call Denny's. Manny, you want to be in on this call, man? This is your call. All right, cool.
Oh, wait up, Mindy.
Yeah, don't leave yet because we're going to have a Happy New Year. All right. Okay. Is it dialing? What's going on? All right. Happy New Year.
Denny's.
Are we calling Denny's again?
Yeah, we're going to tell him Happy New Year.
This is Denny's. The other one was IHOP.
I got
place an order. Place an order.
That's what I'm going to do. When I get to the entrees, you jump in with the Happy New Year's.
All right. Come on, Denny's. We know you're open.
I know. They're so pissed right now.
I'm behind. Denny's is the ones who has moons over my hammy.
Oh,
right?
I love those. Those are my favorite.
That is such a sexual innuendo. It's like, oh my God.
Uh-oh.
Hey, in your endo.
So they can't be capping on IHOP because they also have a gay plate.
Well, at least plate. IHOP answered.
Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity versus Moons Over Miami.
Two of those.
Hey, I thought Denny's never closed.
That's what I'm saying.
You think they're just busy?
Wow, man.
Call IHOP again. Fuck that bitch.
The other place was IHOP.
Hello?
They didn't answer.
All right, guys.
You can call IHOP again, then.
Later on, guys. Vince. He's out.
You taking off, man? All right, Manny.
Happy New Year's, guys.
Later on, Happy New Year's, Manny and Mindy from Dangerously Sleazy. And you can check out Mindy on the Hot Box. What day is it? You want to drop a plug on for your show?
Tomorrow, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, the Hot Box will have special guest Skippy Simon, comedian in the house.
All right.
It's gonna be awesome. Listen
to you know what you should do? You should have him do a bong hit out of his vagina. That should be a really fun trick to do. Let's do that. All right. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Skid Row Studios. All right. See? Radio time. You can just be all radio-y about it. Hell yeah. All right.
You cool. don't want to call the IHOP back and then him order and then you say, oh, happy
No,
New
we
year.
Should call like a late night Asian place.
You this know? Is another Denny's.
Okay. Okay. Does somebody want to order something?
I got this.
Okay.
Thanks for calling Denny's USC. How can I help you?
Hello, I would like to place an order for delivery.
Excuse me?
Delivery? Hello, order for delivery.
Okay, I can't hear you.
Hello, you hear me now?
I can't hear you. I can barely hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, barely.
Good. Can you hear me now?
Can
you
hear
me?
Hear you.
Listen to me, because we... Listen, are you listening? Because check I'm this listening. Out, buddy. We want to call you and tell you that we appreciate your work at Denny's, and we want to say from Skid Row Studios, Happy New Year! Working at Danny's. All right, cool.
That was a good one. That was
yeah. really good. Hopefully it hangs up by itself.
Whoa.
That's what happens when you don't have an engineer.
Heart attack.
All right, cool. Yeah. Working at Danny's, at Danny's, at Danny's.
Happy birthday.
Oh, at Danny's. At Denny's, at Denny's, at New Year's Eve, at Denny's.
Oh, you know, there's another place, Norm's.
All right.
Norm's
we should call
closes.
Norm's never closes. All right.
Norm's.
A good idea.
They never close.
It's a good idea.
What happened to Jeremy? He ran out really quick like he had to puke or something. You think he went to go puke?
No.
Oh, okay.
Maybe he went to urinate.
Hell yeah. Let's see. We could try to call Ernest Thomas. I don't know. Would it be disrespectful to call at...
He's a church
one,
man.
123.
It's New Year's.
He's a church
no,
man.
No, you got the green light. It's New Year's.
Do you remember what's happening? The TV show What's Happening?
Do I?
Yeah.
I'm probably one of the older people in the room. So,
Well, we had Raj on here. Remember Raj, the actor? Ernest Thomas? He came out and he hung out in here. We were talking to him. And he's cool. But I never called him personally on the phone. You know what I mean? Like, I never called him.
Oh, you're so nice.
Hey, if you did call him, we can play it off like I'm just a fan that found his number on Google.
Hello. Hi. Caller, you're on the air. What's going on?
Hi. How are you doing?
We're doing a good night tonight. What's going on?
Happy New Year's. I'm glad to be on the air.
Happy New Year to you,
Did
caller.
Did I win something?
You
yes.
won. Listen, caller.
You won a happy
Hold on.
New
let me
year.
Shut off the music because I got to talk to this caller. Caller, listen.
Who is the caller?
Oh, you my goodness.
Who is the
what did
caller?
I win?
You
what is
won.
His name?
The most wonderful 2013 that you could imagine. Listen, let me
the
ask
most
you a question, caller.
Wonderful 2013 I ever could imagine.
Let me
That's
ask you a question.
Incredible.
Let me ask you a question now. All right. So, are you straight or are you gay?
I'll take door number 5.
Okay, door number 5 is bestiality. All right.
Don't answer
Hello?
That. Don't answer that.
Hello?
Don't ask, don't tell.
Door number 5 is bestiality plus sex with your aunt.
I saw that on the internet.
You're not even... Like, what?
Caller, you're on the air. What's going on? Happy New Year. We're just kidding. What's up?
Who is this?
This is Vince from...
Why are you calling me from a block number?
What's going on? Who is calling, Jeremy?
I have no idea. It's a 310.
Maybe it's
It's a 310, so it's here in Los Angeles somewhere.
Who is this?
Are you Canadian?
We're Canadian.
Is this Chris Miller?
No, who's Chris Miller?
Hey, caller, it sounds like you're being really funny to your friends over there.
Hello,
we hate
Chris
your guts
Miller.
Right now.
If you just tell me your name, you're probably somebody I know, so we've been calling
is
a lot
Chris
of people.
Chris Miller? No. Wait, you know Sam?
I know a lot of Sams. I know 17 Sams. What Sam are you talking about?
Sam,
he's British, and he's got lots of guitars.
Lots of guitars, huh?
I don't know. Oh.
Wait a minute.
Uh-oh, she wants to say something.
Hi, caller, you are on the air. Did you hang up, you motherfucker? I'm going to track you down. Let's get that caller back on the air.
I know that person.
Oh, you know the person. Oh, she knows the person.
Who was that person?
I know a British Sam with lots of guitars.
No, but that wasn't British Sam. That was someone saying he knew British Sam.
Oh.
All right, who was that person? We're going to find out. Jeremy, let's get that person back on the air.
Okay, thanks.
We got to take him and we have to attack him and make him feel bad about himself. Do it.
Oh, you know his phone number, huh? 310?
Yeah, Jeremy, you know the phone number, right? Of who called right now? Yeah, we should call him back.
What's up?
He wouldn't give
call
us
whoever
his,
called right now,
his
back.
Name.
All right.
Do you have Star 69
really
on this thing?
He was really enthusiastic about
shit?
Winning something.
It doesn't work that way.
I
can try. Let me try.
Okay.
Number, so. Oh, how weird. Uh-oh.
Now I'm all disappointed.
I know, huh? You know how you have your gate? Oh, you don't have your computer here. That's okay.
Happy New Year.
To all of you. That was from me and Skid Row Studios. Happy New Year to everybody listening tonight.
I'm going to smoke a cigarette.
I just want to say I'm so happy to be here hanging out with you guys.
You know what? Thank you for having us. That's really cool. I really appreciate
we're
the
We're sharing
here
UFO
Skid Row
stories and we are
oh, yeah,
bonding,
UFO man right here.
And,
he saw a UFO, right?
This yeah, man has served our country. Pucker. This man put his ass on the line for our country. And
oh,
he
right.
shed blood for our country, and I want to give you a round of applause for that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And he saw
thank you
UFO.
For the service. Yeah, that's how we bonded at first. And then I heard that he got blasted fighting for our country, and I was like, man,
oh,
like,
boy.
There he is right there.
I know you can't see it on radio, but that's where right I had an AK round right
if it wasn't
stomach.
For the
Ouch.
Kevlar vest, it would be curtains for this guy.
How yeah, long were you in service?
I was in the service for 3.5 years. I did 2 tours in Afghanistan and a tour in Iraq with the 10th Mountain Division. Whoop.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, all right. Army or Marines?
Army.
All right. Just cool. like my grandfather, he was in the Korean War and he...
Hey, is that some kind of Asian joke?
He stepped up. No, are you Korean? Because hopefully he didn't kill any of you.
I am Korean. I was actually born in the Gangnam region of Seoul, South Korea.
Oh.
So when that Gangnam style shit came out, I was like, oh, my God. And all that really means, just to clear shit up for people that don't know what that means.
We don't know.
All the Gangnam means is like, that's like the Beverly Hills
that's
of Seoul.
That's the Beverly Hills of Seoul.
Yeah. Okay. That's all that means. It doesn't mean anything like super gangster, Scarface shit. All that means is it's like the Beverly Hills of Seoul. That's where the money's at.
Well, I really appreciate it, man. And I really hope that my grandfather didn't kill any of your homies.
I hope
back
he did because I hope he did because I have respect for that. Because if you're spilling your blood in the mud for your country, you're fighting for what you believe in. It doesn't matter what happens on the other end. You're doing what you're right. You're doing what's right. So no hard feelings. I've seen and actually sat down to dinner with some Iraqis and Afghanis that I actually fought against.
Yeah,
because they come to me legit and you know offer hey you know we didn't understand what's going on. We're sorry. We're gonna offer you know meals for your squad. All my squad mates, they were, you know, like hesitant and like, oh, fuck that. Yeah. They're gonna poison us. But I went. Dude, I smoked some of the best weed when I was over there.
Oh, really? They had some good weed.
Oh, my God. This little Iraqi kid.
Oh, we're going to wish somebody a happy new year.
Let's do this.
All right, let's do it. I think this is the pantry. All right. Okay. We're calling the world famous pantry.
They have to answer because they
Chickadee
never
China, the
they
Chinese
better
chicken?
Fucking answer. They're going to fucking
want a drumstick in my fingers are licking.
All right. Come on. We're going to play some of their music, too, when they answer the phone. Pick up the fucking phone,
porfa,
fucker.
Porfa. Oh, yeah, this Asian speaks Spanish. Oh, you don't even know, though.
No, that's cool. No, I know. Yeah, that's cool.
How can the pantry not answer?
I know. That's what I'm saying, man.
No, they never.
Hey, maybe the fucking whole world blew up out there.
I know.
Uh-oh. Maybe we're the only ones alive?
Yeah.
Because I'm here, and I got superpowers. I got everybody here protected. Especially that girl over there. She's still over there. Yeah, she's still over there. That was my New Year's midnight kiss.
She wanted someone to kiss, too.
It was me.
That's
364 days, 22 hours, 29 minutes, and 4 seconds till next midnight kiss.
Uh-oh. Well, I hope you embrace yourself.
All right, ladies, here's your chance to sign up for some FaceTime with me. Find me on Facebook. I'm the sexiest Asian out there. I'm not going to tell you the name. You just got to find me.
I'm looking up at the screen.
Here we go.
Dang,
look at that bottle.
There's a countdown.
Look at that bottle. It's almost gone.
There's a countdown on the screen right now that says 2013, and there's 364 days, 22 more hours, 28 more minutes. Nick is drinking straight Jim Beam.
I made him do it. He's a soldier.
Oh, man.
That's it. That man is straight dedicated to his job.
Oh, no. You guys corrupted him.
This song is going to go crawl
up in a ball. Wasn't he sober when he started?
Oh, no.
Yeah, he was sober when he started at Skid Row Studios.
Negative,
and now.
Negative. I had him drinking beer since I got here.
Oh, man.
And I've been here for a minute.
He's been sober for almost a year.
I partied way too much, and I'm already going to get going. I got to restart.
No, you're not. You have to fight three of us if you want to leave.
I had one night of fun, and that's it.
Fine, you have to fight one of us then.
No.
Uh-oh.
How about all
right, we're calling
wrestle?
People right
just
now.
Just one arm
who
wrestle.
Who are we calling now?
Let's see who we're calling.
Let's call Nick's mom.
Who are we calling, man?
Call 24-Hour Fitnesses.
Oh, that's a good one.
You're on,
if
lady.
They were open. I know they're not open because I always go there. You know what? 24 hours isn't open, man. I always go there, so I know their schedules.
We should call 411.
Shit. Who are you calling, Jeremy? Who are you calling, man? Can't hear you.
It was at Denny's in San Francisco.
Oh, man.
Yes.
We're calling all the Denny's?
You know what?
No Denny's.
Man, we can't talk to
it's
anybody.
It's not working. Man. They're either too busy or like
juicy
don't give
number
a
in my
yeah,
phone.
Yeah, I know. They don't give a
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, call someone you know.
Let me find a juicy number in my phone and we'll
what
have
about
fun with
that
this
310
one.
Number? We called it back and they
yeah,
didn't
who
answer?
Was that that called in, man?
Yeah, who the F was that?
I have to look it up, which is actually harder than it.
You
than
said
it
you
should
thought
be.
It was you thought it was somebody, right? Do you,
I thought it was were... maybe people from the Playboy party over at Sirius Radio.
Why don't you call them right now? Why don't you call them for your from your radio station and be like, "Hey, what's going on? We're just partying over here at our right. New Year's party right now."
We should call one of the FM radio stations. That'd be really fun.
Your battery's
yeah.
going low. Oh, I have it.
We'll wait till it dies.
All right. Happy New Year. Try to keep the energy up. It's kind of hard when you're really
hey,
loaded.
Hey, hey, hey. Check this out. Year. I'm going to be your savior.
Oh, good. Oh, look.
Oh,
but that's
oh no,
iPhone.
I don't have it. It's not iPhone. Sorry. Thanks, though. I appreciate that.
What? It ain't mine.
I appreciate it.
It ain't mine, so we're good.
But good looking out.
We're going to call, Vince, we're going to call Melissa at the Playboy party.
All right, let's call her up. Come on, Melissa.
Maybe people are just too fucked up right now.
That was thinking. I don't buy that at all.
I don't buy it either.
I don't buy that one bit.
We're not fucked up enough. We need to be like her over there. She's already passed out.
Hey, don't talk about my midnight kiss
like
that.
Oh, I'm so sorry. No, hey, I'm just saying. No, I don't want to. I don't want to be like that right now.
Hello.
Hi, Melissa. Please call us back at 800-893-9562 and please report to us how the Playboy radio party is. All right. Happy New Year from Skid Row Stulo.
Stubolo?
Yeah.
Oh, we can call my ex-girlfriend in Texas.
Let's
oh, man.
It.
Let's do it. Fuck it, let's
you
do
want,
it.
Are you going to, you want to do it?
I will.
Wow. Are you going to talk?
Sure, why not?
Okay, so what are we going to talk about, though? So what are you going to...
Well, actually, whoa, we could really tell the what the fuck her right now.
Really? What's your idea?
Because, see, when we split up, allegedly... There was a bun in the oven. Allegedly.
Uh-oh.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
Okay.
We can say that I died and she's going to... I left a bunch
of... Oh, that's too fucked up, dude. We can't do that.
Not on New Year's.
We can't do that.
But that's the best April Fool's joke ever.
No, it's
I agree,
not April
but
Fool's.
That's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, April Fool's is on January 1st.
No, it isn't.
That's April 1st.
That's what I just said.
Wrong month. Whoa.
You're going to have to wait a few months for that one.
Yeah.
That would have been a good one, dude.
Well, but that's
could you imagine? Well, what if she started crying?
I'll be back for the April Fool's podcast then.
There you go.
What if she started crying, though? Come on. You'd feel really
honestly,
bad.
Honestly, that's the only one of my exes that, like, I would
she deserves that?
I would contemplate. Oh, no, no. See, we shared a special bond.
Oh, so why would you do that to her, though?
Because that was part of our special bond.
Really? You just freak her out and say that you're dead?
Dude, no, she fucked with me so many times.
How? What did she do?
She brought some girl home. Like, I came home from work one day and she had a girl over there. She was like, yeah, we're going to do a threesome, blah, 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 blah. And I'm thinking, like, oh, fuck, this is a trap. This is a setup. And then she was like, no, no, it's not a setup. I promise you, just trust me, blah, 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 blah. Dude, it was a setup.
What happened?
It was a setup. Let's just say that Lorena Bobbitt got off easy.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
No. They tried to chop your dick off?
Dude, she came at me with like some fucking hair shears, like hair clipper shears.
Oh my God. Well,
like, that's not going to do the job.
She was
going
to shave your balls down?
She said, I'm going to take it off. And I'm like, that's not going to work. But once a woman's past that level of I'm fucked up and I'm mad, there's no speaking reason.
God damn, man.
And I got a Budweiser.
I just figured this would leave her alone. Let her have a happy 2013. All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's find somebody else to fuck with.
Yeah, not her.
Yep.
That's called Ramon.
What do you think,
that's
man?
Called Ramon.
2013, man.
What do you think?
We got to make it count because last year was fucked.
No, no. We don't have to make shit count because all we have to do is yesterday's gone, today's here, tomorrow will take care of itself.
All right.
This shit
I forgot about that one.
All this
shit. No, I like that. That sounds
good. No, but seriously, all this shit about the Mayan calendar.
Do you have anyone we could call?
Hey, can we call your mom?
Do you want to try James Quall one more time? Maybe he'll pick up this time.
Yeah, that's right.
What's his number again?
Yeah.
And hold on. You're going
to
do it?
Let me. I'll show it to you right now. Hold on. I'll go up to the thing and I'll show it to you. Hold on.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. We're going to try to call Quall.
Calling right now. Qual.
Calling Qual right now. Hold
qualifying.
Oh, shit.
Spaghetti and meatballs.
You are a fan.
Let's have a beach blast.
Oh. You're so funny.
I played a bunch of fucking...
Hera.
Oh, Hera.
Oh, Hera.
Hera? I'm sorry.
Is this 2013?
I don't mean to offend you.
It is 2013.
Oh.
Fuck, I'm old.
We're an hour and 38 minutes into 2013 right now.
All right.
But I do not agree with the monitor. I do not agree with the monitor in one inkling fraction or a bit.
All right. We're going to try to call James Quall right now. Everybody, here we go. James Quall. Hopefully he will pick up.
Yeah, DJ Quall.
Maybe he'll think it's the Home Shoppers Network or something like that. He'll be like,
did you star 6-7?
Yeah, we're going to call him right now.
Winner.
Please pick up the phone because we want to talk to you on New Year's Eve. Motherfucker is going to leave us.
You can Google like celebrities' cell phone numbers on Google. And
hello?
Hello. Hi. We are talking to James Quall. Are we right?
Yes. Happy
New Year to you,
Happy
James
New Year!
Quall. All right. James, we just want to wish you a happy new year, and we want to tell you that we love you and Susan, and we just want to wish you both a happy new year.
Are you having a beach blast right now?
James, you have a fan here. Oh,
no!
Oh,
no!
He did say Happy New Year's.
He did.
He did acknowledge our presence.
Darn it.
Strike two. Cool. All right. Well, at least he did that.
We have been rejected. Darn it. We were so close.
Well, yeah, at least David Lieberhardt talked to us for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Oh, boy.
All right. Cool. Well, Happy New Year, everybody. This has been
I was telling Nicole back here about James's wife, Susan.
Yeah.
and how she refused to go down the stairs, and she was very angry.
Oh, yeah, she was real mad, man. She was pissed off.
And last time she came here, she wanted to leave in like 5 minutes. She was very angry.
Yeah.
We watched her drink a whole bottle of vodka at the old apartment.
Maybe she was thirsty.
She has a boyfriend, too. She's married to James, but she has a boyfriend. And it's pretty messed up, too. And we get sad for James.
He's a ladies,
what are you
going
to do?
Freaking cuckold.
I don't know.
Whoa.
I don't know. So far in 2013, I'm really drunk.
Ayo. How now, brown cow?
I'm no brown cow.
Happy New Year, everybody. Hell yeah.
Happy New Year.
All right.
Yeah. We're going to wrap it up.
All right, everybody. I want to thank everybody for partying with us. Happy New Year. And thank all the callers. And thank Vic Cohen for calling in. Thank all the other callers that we don't remember their names, but we really do appreciate it. We're going to listen back to this, and we're going to be like, oh, my God, that was a lot of fun, wasn't it? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
But, hey, bottom line, everybody, thank yourself for a great year.
Yeah, and thank you.
And thank me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And personally, I want to wish my beautiful girlfriend a happy new year.
Okay,
we're going to do a kiss right now.
Oh, after midnight, bitch. Now, but for those that are not watching the video, that is a very cute scene. It looks like Cookie Monster devouring a plate of cookies.
All right, and now I'm going to give her a kiss on the mouth. All right, come on. All right, baby. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, everybody. All right. Yeah. Because she's shaking that major. I saw her at another club shaking.